We'll stay on the Fed and its impact on the markets and bring in Jeffrey Kleintrop, Chief Global Investment Strategist at Charles Schwab. Thank you so much for being with us, sir. Tell me, sir, what does Jay Powell need to say today? Because he has to strike a very careful balance, but he also has to close that gap, right, between the Fed rhetoric and the reality of inflation.
With Biden holding back on renominating Powell ahead of all of this. So, the stakes are high in a lot of different ways. If Jay Powell does try to push back against forecasts for pretty aggressive forecasts for rate hikes next year, will the market even listen? Markets pretty much ignored the European Central Bank and the Reserve Bank of Australia when they tried to push back over maybe an aggressive rate hike posture baked into the markets over the past week. So we'll have to see. I'm not even sure what he says will influence the markets all that much. The markets are set on inflation remaining permanent, not transitory.
So how does this change your outlook when you start looking at portfolios, Jeffrey, if at all, if we're going to start getting the tapering finally, but there's still question marks in terms of the timeline for an interest rate hike? What do you do with the portfolio?
Well, in the near term here, at least over the next, let's say, 12 months, inflation is a positive for stocks in that it's lifting earnings. The energy sector is only 3-5% of the market, of the S&P 500, for example, or the EFI index, but it's contributed a third of the earnings gains over the past year. So we're seeing a real spike in earnings growth here, and you're going to see that for financials and a lot of other areas as well, yet not a lot of multiple compression because financial conditions are still very easy and probably will remain easy despite the tapering by some of the world's central banks over the course of the next 6 to 9 months. So the point is, the takeaway of that is, the bias is still to the upside. Earnings growth is still very strong in the face of very little pressure on financial conditions. So I think the path of least resistance is still higher.
I want to turn to the jobs numbers that came out today. How much of a lift does Powell get from that towards meeting substantial progress, his goal?
It clearly is another, another check mark on that list of things that the Fed is looking for that would consider to be, sufficient progress on the labor market. We know the labor market's critical for the Fed at this point. We've seen economic output completely recover many parts of the economy, and the markets have recovered, but jobs have been limping back, and with the supply constraints and lower labor participation rates, it's encouraging to see this. And so, I think that's another check mark there that he can feel comfortable today announcing that taper.
Yeah, what we're talking about here is that ADP report showing that private employers added back more jobs than expected, 571,000 in October. And of course, that comes ahead of the government's jobs report on Friday. But a big component of that report, Jeffrey, is wages. And we know we've had a tight labor market for a long time. Workers are demanding higher wages. How much is that going to add to inflationary pressures and perhaps has not yet been baked into this pie?
That is, I think, the next driver of inflation, but I'm not too concerned about this. I know it seemed like Striketober we could read about strikes taking place everywhere, from the Kellogg's workers to the John Deere workers to bus drivers in Maryland to steel workers in West Virginia. But the point is, most of these settlements by the unions have been for a wage increase less than the rate of inflation. And in fact, in some countries, it's been quite a bit lower. And even in some countries where they increased the minimum wage indexed to inflation, it's been below inflation, 1.6% in Spain. I think it was 2.2% in France. Fairly low numbers, not creating an inflationary spiral that would keep prices moving higher. So I think while there's a lot of attention on wages right now, and yes, they're rising, they're probably not enough to keep inflation elevated at this kind of a 5% year-over-year pace on the CPI. We see that easing down to a 2 to 3% range later next year, much more of a comfortable zone for the Fed.
And then I want to turn to politics a little bit. And, we have these sort of election results, some of them a little bit surprising, right? Do you think the Dems now need to step back and sort of recalibrate in order to push forward their economic agenda?
It's hard enough being a market strategist. I'm not a political strategist. Mike Townsend here does that for us at Schwab. And I do think that, the Democrats are probably looking at trying to get some achievements. This probably puts some pressure on them to really get something done, to be able to say, we accomplished this. And so if anything, maybe this accelerates what seems to be an endless timetable to getting the social spending package and the infrastructure package done before the end of the year. So hopefully, you know, we start to see some more movement on that. But yeah, it's been just bogged down. This might put some impetus behind that.
I want to get back to one of the fundamentals, and that's earnings. You touched on it briefly earlier, Jeffrey. And, you know, these strong third quarter results are coming in despite the supply chain crunch. Do you think that's going to continue and that companies are going to have a good fourth quarter?
I do. I'm encouraged by some of the things that they're saying. We've heard from Ford and GM that they appear to be past the peak of the supply chain crunch as it relates to semiconductors. And by the way, we've heard that from European automakers as well, like VW. And so I think that's getting better as we take a look at, you know, the cost to ship something from Shanghai to LA, the world's most popular route. That's been coming down now for 6 weeks in a row. You know, we've seen some real improvement here. And as we've gone through the earnings season, where business leaders are talking about shortages, they're actually casting it in a positive light, saying, look, we've overcome this. We think the worst is behind us, rather than using it as a, say, scapegoat for poor results during the quarter. So sounds like things are improving there. Long way to get back to normal, but no longer the accelerating problem we saw for much of the third quarter.
Hopefully we right that ship. All right, we will leave it there. Jeffrey Kleintrop, Chief Global Investment Strategist at Charles Schwab. Thank you so much for your time.